Another week, another Baltimore City Council meeting. Last night saw the introduction of yet another charter amendment. WYPR's Emily Sullivan is on the line to tell us more. And Emily, this is not the first charter amendment to be put forth this year, which, let's remember, is only 6 weeks old. Seems like we've been seeing a lot of charter amendments recently.
That's right. Over the last 10 months or so, progressive members of the Baltimore City Council have been introducing what they call a series of good government charter amendments. And last night, you're right, another one of those was introduced. It's a charter amendment called Reduction in Size. And like its name suggests, it would fundamentally change the makeup of the city council. It would replace a few district council members with elected at-large council members. When Councilman Bill Henry, a Democrat who represents the north part of the city, says the extra at-large members would basically give people throughout the city more officials to turn to if they had a problem. Specifically, his legislation would reduce 15 members to 9. There'd be 6 city districts represented by 1 district member each, and then 3 at-large members. But among those citywide members, city council would vote to appoint a president and a vice president. The 3rd and final at-large member would be a representative on the city's planning commission. Henry, who is running for comptroller, says this amendment is one that just aims to tweak the power dynamic between the mayor and the council. Baltimore has a very strong mayor system, as it's called. We should note that Councilman Henry actually introduced a very similar amendment all the way back in 2012, which failed. And currently, he's the only sponsor of this amendment on the All-Democratic Council. So this amendment would require a lot more names to move forward.
And for a charter amendment to take effect, it needs to do more than just pass the city council and get the mayor's signature. Voters have to sign off on it, too.
That's correct. And the soonest this amendment and the other ones that have been introduced this year could appear on Baltimore ballots is in November. So anything that does pass won't affect, you know, this current round of elections in the spring.
The city council did not just take up legislation last night, it also passed some legislation. Tell us about that.
So the low-income city employee tax credit bill passed last night. Basically, the council says it wants to make homeownership more feasible for the hardest working but often lowest paid employees of the city of Baltimore. So last night, they approved a $2,500 annual property tax credit for low-income city workers. Specifically, that's the 25% lowest paid of city employees, like janitors and clerical workers. The bill was introduced by Councilman Ryan Dorsey, who is a Democrat. And should Mayor Jack Young, also a Democrat, sign the bill into law, Baltimore's finance department says it would cost at least $800,000.
Emily Sullivan covers Baltimore City Hall and other things for WYPR. Thanks so much for keeping us up to date.
Thanks, Nathan.